Welcome to the High Vibe Podcast, a show created for those who want to go deep on topics such as entrepreneurship, personal growth, social media, wellness, and everything in between. I'm your host, Tori Nishino, retired corporate girl turned full-time online influencer and entrepreneur. There's no gatekeeping here, just real and raw conversations that are meant to raise your vibe and elevate your life. Are you ready? Let's go. What is up, you guys? Welcome to another podcast episode on the High Vibe Podcast. I hope that you all enjoyed the 21-day challenge. If you have no idea what I'm talking about with the 21-day challenge, just go peep all of the past episodes. Literally for 21 days straight, I did a challenge. It was like a manifestation, act as if challenge, but really a goal setting, action taking, clarity challenge. It's personally all of the methods and tools that I have learned from other amazing mentors and teachers and authors along my personal journey. And I put it together in a little 21-day challenge. They're literally like 5-10-minute episodes every single morning. And if you feel like you lack the clarity on stuff like that, like as far as like goals and vision and what you want to do for your life, or you don't know where to start, this challenge is for you. Now, I apologize for any background noise that you may hear. My boyfriend is streaming and he is so loud when he is streaming, and I cannot find any quiet place while I'm doing this. So if you hear like a loud scream or something in the background, that's him. But I needed to get this podcast out. I needed to record it, and there's never a perfect time. So we are showing up imperfectly. And that's just life. You know, you're going to have boyfriends screaming in the background sometimes when you're trying to get things done, and there's nothing you can do about it. So here we are showing up imperfectly. And this is a message that I really wanted to share when it comes to making decisions, because life is all about decisions, right? There's so many things that are going to come up, so many decisions that come up for you that can truly change the trajectory of your entire life. Like if you just look back at your life and how you've gotten to where you are, I'm sure there are some pivotal moments where you made a decision to do something, to take a trip somewhere, to get a new job, to quit your job, to leave a relationship. There's things that you have done in your past that have led you to where you are today, right? Like very pivotal key decisions. And sometimes when new decisions come up, we don't necessarily have that end of puzzle piece, right? Like you can look at the final puzzle of your current life right now, right? Like the final picture, and look at how every single one of those key decisions were like little puzzle pieces to get to where you are now. But when you're in the weeds of it and you're making a new life, it's not that simple. It's not that clear. And sometimes it's really freaking scary. So I want to share with you something that I'm currently going through that really inspired this podcast. And so, time for a little story time. Tori's stories. So recently, like within the last week or two, I made a post about the worst yoga class that I have ever taken. And I have taken yoga classes and done yoga practice on my own at least 1 to 2 times a week for like the last 7 or so years. So I've been doing yoga for a really long time. It's a practice that I personally love, just mentally, physically, everything about it. And I am a little particular when it comes to teachers and who I decide that's going to lead me through the practice, but I'm not like super, super nitpicky, you know, but I do have preferences. And this class was literally the worst class. Like I wanted to walk out of this class, and I've never had a class where I wanted to leave. Like this one took the cake. And as I'm going through class, I'm thinking about leaving, but I'm in the furthest spot from the door. So I'm like, just power through it. It is what it is. This teacher isn't for you, but you know, it is what it is. And I made a story. I got this burst of inspiration, and I got the most profound insight from the worst yoga class that I've ever taken. And I made a post about that. And I will link the post in the show notes so you can go check it out. But I made a post about this divine inspiration that I had about the worst yoga class and all of that. And that honestly can be a whole nother podcast episode. I might make it a whole nother podcast episode, but that's not what this podcast episode is about. So I made this post, and someone on the other side of the world that is a yoga teacher at a yoga teacher training and yoga retreat center in Thailand, saw it. Apparently they follow me. You never know who's following you. And they sent that video to someone on their team. And I guess they really liked it. But it's kind of funny because I'm talking about how I went to the worst yoga class of my life. And they really liked it. And they had the marketing team check out my profile. And then they really liked my vibe and everything that I was about. And they basically extended me an offer to come do a 200-hour yoga teacher training in Thailand for an entire month. And this would be sometime within the next year. And there's specific key dates. It's not paid, but my trip would be comped. So my food would be comped, my hotel would be comped, and my teacher training would be comped. And in exchange, I would have to document my journey with a set of deliverables. And the first thing that came up for me was excitement. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds like an epic opportunity. Because also, I have been thinking about getting yoga teacher training, my 200-hour yoga teacher training certification, because it's just been something that I've just been kind of feeling called to do over the last 6 months, I would say. I've been just kind of playing with that idea in the back of my head, but I actually have not looked into it. I mean, I've browsed and perused, but I've never actually taken it seriously because another part of me in my mind is just like, well, what are you going to do with this? Like, you're not going to become a yoga teacher, but part of me just wants to deepen my practice. And also, as I start hosting more retreats, I think it'd be fun to have yoga practices and lead yoga sessions. So it's just been an idea that it's not like something I want to monetize. It's not like I want to be a yoga teacher, but just something that has been in the back of my mind. And with that, this offer came up and I was like, wow, this is kind of like some crazy synchronicities, especially they found me when I talked about my worst yoga class ever. And then the fact that this has been kind of in the back of my mind. And then the next things started to come up. Well, a month is a really long time to be away from Bonbon. Like that's my next fear. I'm like being away from Bonbon for an entire month, but it would probably be more like 5 weeks because Thailand takes a while to get to. And that thought scared me. And then the thought of being completely unplugged from my business for a month, because not only would I just be in Thailand for a month, it's one thing just to be traveling for a month and being able to kind of like plug into my business and create content and keep those things running and the business running even while I'm traveling. It's another thing to be in a yoga teacher training from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. every single day, 6 days a week. Physically intense, mentally intense practice, like being fully immersed into this and not really plugging into my existing business and keeping things running. So I was like, how can I take a full month off? Like all of those fears started to come up for me. Like I'm going to take a full month off. I'm not making any money doing this. And I'm going to be away from Bonbon for a whole month. I'm barely probably going to see Gary if he's even able to come. And so all of these fears started to come up for me. And I was really unsure of the decision. And I just didn't know. Garrett kind of walked through it with me. We talked about it, but I still felt like I didn't know. And what I really didn't know, honestly, was my fear was blocking me. My fear was clouding my judgment on whether or not this was an opportunity that I truly desired and was just scared, or if it wasn't aligned. Because being away on the other side of the world for an entire month, like totally immersed and unplugged, like it's kind of a big decision, at least for me, you know? I just felt unsure about it. I felt unsure about all of the things. I didn't know what to do. So I replied to them. I said, let me think about it. I would love more information. Let me think, like asked for dates. And I just told them this would be a big decision. I would need to think about it. And what I did is I immediately just tuned in. And this is where I'm getting to the meat of the topic, is I really tuned in and I thought, if I do this at the end of it, do I feel like a burst of energy? Do I feel proud of myself? Do I feel excited that I did this thing, that I lived in another country for a month, that I fully immersed myself into this teacher training? Or do I feel drained? And do I feel depleted? Do I feel regretful? And so I basically just future jumped into thinking about already doing it. And how did it make me feel? Did it fill my cup or did it deplete me? And it overflowed my fucking cup. Like, I was like, I feel like this is one of those opportunities where if I don't do it, I'm going to be so regretful that I didn't do it. And really, the thing that was holding me back from being a hell yes was my fear. Like, all of my fears around it, my fear of like, can I go a month without, you know, running any deals, making any money, like posting all my content, like running business as usual? Can I be a month away from BombBomb? Can I be a month in this country, basically living here for like 5 weeks with barely seeing Garrett because I'm going to be fully immersed into this, and that's if he can come? So all of those fears were the things that were really holding me back. And I know this, obviously, this is an example where it's like one of those things where if I say yes or no, like, it's not like a really big trivial thing is going to happen to me, right? It's just like either I go or I don't. But it is an expansive opportunity, and I was letting fear hold me back. And so I want you guys to reflect on, maybe you're going through something like this right now where you have a big decision, whether it's making a move, a career shift, launching something, and you feel kind of stuck. You feel a little bit paralyzed, and you don't know if it's because it's not aligned or if it's because you're just scared shitless. So I want you to use this little tool where think about it being done. Think about quitting your job. Think about launching your program. Think about making that career shift. Thinking about moving to a completely new city. Like, think about whatever the big life changes, leaving your partner. I don't know. But when you think about it already done and all of the dust has settled, do you feel proud? Do you feel full? Do you feel excited, fulfilled, happy, grateful that you did that thing? Or do you feel regret, guilt, shame, depressed, depleted about it? And that's your answer right there, is how do you feel when it's done? And then that gives you that clarity where you can work around you and be like, okay, these are the fears and these are the blocks and these are the things that are holding me back. And then how do you shift them? How do you rewrite those fears and those narratives into a favorable story for you? Maybe it means you need to figure out what you're going to do for an entire month. Like, you need to make it be like you're going to take a vacation for an entire month. This is my situation. And what do I need to do financially to get all my ducks in a row so I feel good about taking this trip, right? How can I alleviate that? That's what happens for me. And then the next thing that I want to lead you guys into is having your standards and your non-negotiables when you're making these decisions. So my boyfriend's just interrupting me and my train of thought. I'm sorry, you guys. But the non-negotiables. So I actually talked about this in the 21-Day Act As If Manifestation Challenge, but I'm going to talk about it again in my specific moment right now in real life example with Tori. So I had some non-negotiables with this trip. And if I were to go on it, bringing Garrett there with me would be a non-negotiable. Like, being able to have a room for two. They're offering me basically a twin bed with a shared bathroom, and they couldn't accommodate him. I had the opportunity to say, okay, like, Garrett, maybe I just do this without you. Or I say, if this trip doesn't meet my non-negotiable, then it just wasn't meant to be. And so this is a deep practice of releasing and trusting with these decisions. So for example, my non-negotiable that I've decided is that Garrett is coming with me. That is a non-negotiable. And if they're saying that they can't accommodate him, then I am chalking it up to it just wasn't meant to be. And there will be another opportunity. It's this or something better. And so I want to share that with you guys because I don't know. I told them that my non-negotiable. They said they can't make it happen. I said, thank you for the opportunity. If there's ever any flexibility around this, I would love to keep the conversation open. Unfortunately, this just isn't going to work for me. Blah, 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 blah. And they came back actually with, let us see what we can do. So I'm in this limbo stage. I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea, but I've completely released any attachment from it. And so I want to share this with you guys because I think sometimes when we're making decisions or we're waiting on decisions from other people, we can like hold on so tightly to the outcome to the point where like the outcome will make or break our happiness. And I want you to find the happiness and the peace and the trust that everything's going to happen exactly how it's supposed to. And to never give up your non-negotiables, like your own standards, in order to try and push and make something happen when it isn't perfectly aligned for you. So I just wanted to share that with you guys because, like I said, I'm in the limbo phase. I don't know, but I am practicing everything that I've shared with you when it comes to that 21-day manifestation challenge. All of those practices, holding on loosely, having my non-negotiables, setting my standards, and then just truly, truly letting the universe take over, like letting things play out and just trusting that it's this or something better. So I thought this was like a really cool story and opportunity for a lesson to share with you guys because it just reminded me of the whole 21-day manifestation challenge and the fact that this came up and I looked at my vision board that I created with this challenge and yoga is on there. And I was just like, there's so many little synchronicities that happened that like I didn't seek this out, but it came up and it was something that I was desiring to call in. And it may or may not happen, and I am okay either way. But I will never let fear be the reason why I say no to something. I will let my standards and my non-negotiables be a reason I say no to something, but I will never let fear be the reason. And there's a difference there, and I want you guys to understand the difference. So I love you guys. And if you've not done that challenge, please go do that challenge. If you love these podcast episodes, please subscribe, take a screenshot, share it on your social medias, or just leave a thoughtful review. It would literally mean the world to me. I am really trying hard to be consistent on this podcast and just like tune in every time I get this divine hit of inspiration and really show up for you guys. So if you can do me a favor and leave a review or share it with a friend on your Instagram stories, anything, it would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys next week. Bye, dudes. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of the High Vibe community. If you loved this episode, I would be so grateful if you could leave a review or take a screenshot and share it with a friend so more women can find this podcast. For more on me, visit torinishino.com or find me on social media just by searching my name. Until next time, friends, live your high vibe life.